On the show today, we have SRM's very own Keith Ash giving us the 2022 key banking trends financial institutions need to rethink. Really good stuff here from Keith, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and back on the show is Mr. Keith Ash from SRM. Keith, how are you? Long time no see.
I know, it has been a long time. Nice to see you, Mike. Happy holiday.
Oh, thank you. Right back at you. Good to see you as well. And yeah, I hope the holidays are going well for you and your family. So always exciting this time of the year and starting out the new year, 2022. And you guys have covered some key banking trends for financial institutions that they kind of need to rethink here. So, but before right. we get into some of these findings here, so how did you guys arrive at these trends for 2022? Because I find most of them, well, actually all of them, very fascinating. So,
well, a lot of times when we're speaking with the credit unions and their members, what we're really trying to do is find what's the hottest thing that they're thinking about, and where should, as we all have limited time, money, resources, where's the best place to be able to start thinking about the next level of investments and what we should be planning for. So as we boil it all down, we came up with a series of 10, and we'll probably talk about 5 right here. Yeah. Of things that we think are going to be hot in 2022.
Okay, cool. All right, let's kind of like a lightning round here, Keith.
Got it.
So the first one, speaking of hot, we're talking crypto here. Banks and credit unions should be thoughtful about cryptocurrency strategy. So my question here is, I think it's the obvious one here. Why? So if you can address that, it'd be awesome.
You bet. So the very timely, NCUA just came out with guidance about cryptocurrencies for the credit unions. And basically what they said is that they're not prohibited from being able to offer and forge relationships with third parties. So basically open the doors for credit unions to be able to get into this and have equal footing as the other banks that are in there. So we believe that this is going to be one of the hottest spaces in 2022. We're already hearing a lot of effort and thought put into it. And so what we're recommending is that credit unions start establishing and working through educate their leadership, educating their board on what types of things they should be bringing to their members. Mm-hmm. And if I were to tell you the 3 use cases I see that are going to be very big into 2022, mm-hmm. number one, buy, sell, and hold in the mobile wallet cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So that's going to be number one.
All right.
Number two, if you have credit cards, crypto rewards. You're going to see a lot of crypto rewards coming out in 2022. And 3 is custody of those crypto assets. Mm-hmm. So being able to hold them, there's a lot of decisions on what type of software, how you do that. Mm-hmm. But we think those are going to be the 3 biggest use cases in crypto. And we believe credit unions are going to be accelerating this within 2022.
Oh, agreed. And it's amazing how fast this is going. I mean, talk about acceleration. Just the last year alone, it's just been phenomenal. And having said that, so what other regulations do you see in 2022 when it comes to cryptocurrency?
So in addition to crypto, we've got number one, Reg II. We believe for Durbin, the Fed is going to weigh in on card-not-present transactions. And mm-hmm. we believe it's probably going to happen next year for implementation either in the following year or the year after that.
Okay.
But we believe the impact of credit unions are going to be by having card-not-present transactions needing to have 2 different rails, what's going to possibly be impacting them is their interchange income.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we believe is that credit unions should be following this very closely. We think that it's going to probably announce sometime mid next year, and then starting in your planning process for any potential income impacts as a result of that.
Good to know. And then speaking of another area of the industry that's moving lightning fast, and that's payments. Oh my gosh. So payments preferences continue to shift. How is this working?
So the good news is when we see it, there's still a very strong economy going on. Even with the resurgence of Omicron, we see this season 9 to 10% increasing spending to 2022. What we're also seeing is a sustained journey in card-not-present transactions, mobile, online purchasing. For credit, 52% of the spend is going through that channel, which is up 5% from 2019. Debit, a lot of people never thought they'd put their debit card online. 42% of the spend is going through debit.
Yep.
Contactless is up 19%.
Wow.
And the wallets, think of the wallets that you have, your Amazon or your Apple wallets. Mm-hmm. Those are up over 75% compared to last year.
Oh my God.
Explosive growth. The other big trend that we're really seeing, buy now, pay later.
Yeah.
Buy now, pay later is something that the younger generation is using to be able to finance everything from fashion, footwear, beauty, fitness, and basically spreading it over four payments. To share with you, it's up over 34%, but it's something to watch because there's going to be increased regulation, we believe, as well. That's going to be hitting that one. So a lot of it's all about consumer protection. So if you're adding that into your mobile wallet, we just say be very mindful mm-hmm. of all your disclosures, your consumer protection, and then we think that you'll be in a good space if you decide that's right for your members.
Yeah, I'm actually really interested to see the buy now, pay later numbers for the holiday shopping season. Those will probably come out in early 2022, obviously, but I'd be very interested to see those numbers, how it's flexing its muscle.
Yeah, what we're seeing is it's up over 34% from last year. But when you look at 2019, it's quadrupled. So we're really seeing an accelerated growth of that channel. But just to put it in perspective, it's still only about 5-6% of the spend mix. So it's still a smaller part, but it's definitely a growing part. So for those that are thinking about right now, merchants are offering it, but you're going to see more from the national networks and your processors and saying, this is an additional option to add into your payment mix. So definitely something to consider.
Yeah, completely. And something that I've been hearing more and more about as well is automation. And you guys have entitled it, Automation is Back on Institution Roadmaps After a 2-Year Hiatus. Oh, I didn't know it was on a hiatus, but it sounds like it's back with a vengeance though.
Yeah, and what we really saw was there was a lot of how you automate a lot of these repetitive steps. And when you think about credit unions, there's limited time, money, resource, and where they focused over the last 2 years is think about automating your IVR responses or your mobile and your online. That's where the biggest bang for the buck was. But now that a lot of those have been put in and online acquisitions gone in, now they're circling back around to say, with this labor shortage that's going on, and in addition, increasing these efficiencies, we think there's a lot of technology with automated intelligence, machine learning. So a lot of these things are converging together. So we think over the next couple of years, this whole automation focus is really going to start accelerating. Yeah. So what are the ways that you can take those repetitive steps off so that way you're focusing your employees on those customer-facing and member-facing journeys.
Yeah. And my feeling is, and I could be totally off here, but I think the labor shortage or the labor issue is actually speeding up the automation market. So I can really see that happening for sure.
It absolutely is. It's really trying to figure out, and this also goes to the digital versus branch.
Yeah.
Where's that going? And what we're seeing is a real focus on a lot of people want to deliver that personalized experience. And so are there ways to do it through things like chatbots that feel more personal and know that Mike Lawson is looking at these things and the ability to anticipate your needs based off your spend pattern? So there's a lot of really interesting AI and automated process that can make it feel very personalized. So we think that technology is really going to accelerate. And also with everybody was hoping that there's going to be resurgence back to the branch, but with these next waves coming out, being able to personalize like what we're doing over Zoom and finding ways to have that real personal connection, but maybe not necessarily to branch. It's really going to stretch, I think, credit unions and thinking about new distribution channels that have that personalization that make them so special, but in ways that makes it more efficient using technology.
Yeah. I think that the digital versus branch is going to be just this teeter-totter that's just going back and forth. Where do you find that balance? Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, another thing that we've been seeing a lot of, and obviously you guys too, is mergers and acquisitions, M&A, in other words. So seeing how, seeing M&A in larger financial institutions out there, how does that affect the credit union space as well? Because we're seeing a bit more of it.
Great question. And we're seeing it quite a bit too. So this year, what we saw is a lot of what I'll call mergers of equals. So even just recently, you had Bank of Montreal buying Bank of the West. And so you're seeing Union Bank and going over to US Bank. Yep. And so what we believe is when we looked at credit unions over the last 2 years, it was actually decreasing in terms of the mergers, wasn't going as fast, which was surprising.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing is there's about a 3.5% contraction in the credit union space. But what we believe is with the increase of fintech competition and these larger regional banks, so credit unions are really going to be forced to pull their resources in terms of not only talent, but also technology. And so we think just out of survival, we think there's going to be a consolidation coming out, in the larger space and also those sub billion. we think there's going to be more and more mergers, and that's going to accelerate in 2022 into 2023.
Yeah, and that's so interesting that you bring that up, because lately, I mean, I would say the last quarter, we've done more merger type stories with credit unions, and the credit unions coming on and sharing with us why they're doing this and what steps they're taking and all this, you know, kind of the backstory of the merger, which is fascinating. But we've been seeing more and more of this. I've never seen that before. So it's really interesting.
And it's all about, you know, being able to pull resources. And when you're thinking about it, people are looking for like-minded institutions and partners that really want to accelerate and have these technology investments. And so by pulling together can really help accelerate a lot of those visions. Yep. So just like we saw in a lot of your past podcasts, we think that that's really going to start accelerating, which is going to make 2022 and 2023 very fascinating and very exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be active. That is for sure.
Without a doubt.
Hey, where can folks go? Because again, we've only covered maybe half of what you guys found here. So where can folks go find out the rest of the details? Obviously, the SRM website.
The SRM website. You can talk to me at cash@srmcorp.com. And we're also on the Business Wire as well. But again, a lot of great things in what we're doing is spending a lot of time with executive level and really helping plan out where's the best bang for the buck and what are the biggest things that are going to be coming in the planning session for the next year. So
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Always happy to discuss that more.
Oh, good deal. And yeah, and that's Cash with a K.
With a K, yes.
Keith Ash, Cash. I love your email address, Keith. All right. Well, Keith, thank you so much once again for our kind of our lightning round of trends to look for in 2022. It's going to be, again, I'm totally agree with you. It's going to be very exciting to watch. So we appreciate the details and keep up the good work, and we'll see you in 2022 for sure.
That sounds great. Thanks again.
All right, Keith.